Support for KPLU comes from Alaska Airlines, with an updated flight experience called Alaska Beyond, including curated entertainment, Northwest cuisine, and power at each seat. More at alaskaair.com.
In Northwest News on KPLU, on a road trip, there are places you set out to see, and then there are the places that find you, maybe a scenic overlook or a roadside attraction. This week on Going Places, travel expert Matthew Brumley continues his conversation with KPLU's Ed Ronco about British Columbia by focusing on the places that make the province special.
Matthew, last week we talked about a trip to the Canadian Rockies and going through British Columbia, but we didn't spend a whole lot of time talking about individual places in BC. And I'm interested in the place that you like in BC that maybe there isn't a travel brochure for necessarily, or you're not going to find it readily available on a map. What's your secret magic place in BC?
There is an island off the coast of Campbell River that if you go there, there's hardly anybody there. It's still covered with gravel roads, and it's populated by lumberjacks and Toronto intellectuals who escaped from, you know, the big city and are now raising their kids up there on granola and yogurt. It's called Quadra Island. And it's a great place. But the funny thing about that is that the first time I went up there, I went to Campbell River and I got some advice from some friends. And I misunderstood. I thought they said, just go to Campbell River. And I don't know if you've ever been to Campbell River.
No.
But it's, you know, it's kind of full of RV parks and you know, chains and gas stations and all that. And I got up there with my wife and my two-year-old son. And we were sitting there for like 3 days in Campbell River trying to figure it out. Like, we don't understand why, you know, why did we drive 8 hours north, you know, along the coast on Vancouver Island to get here? But so the secret is get to Quadra Island. And there's these little ferries and quaint little villages on this island that are just, they're just breathtaking. What's your favorite place in British Columbia?
All right. So, well, I have two real quickly. May I be so bold?
Yes, yes.
One is a town on the BC-Alberta line almost called Radium Hot Springs. And it is kind of what you described in Campbell River. It's RV parks and it's falsely Bavarian lodge kind of places, right?
I know those places.
But there's also a place called the Home of a Thousand Faces. We just stumbled upon it driving through the area, and it's the home of a woodcarver from Central Europe. And you walk in and he's wearing this big pink robe and he's got this little elf hat, but he's tall, he's huge. And the whole place is covered in wooden faces that he's carved. Some of them are as tall as you or me, and you can buy them if you like. But the best part of this is that he's rigged the whole place
with explosives,
with waterworks. So you walk around, and he has this little like row of levers, and he can spray you with water as you're walking around this place. And usually he only does it to kids, but I got it as I was recording some notes so I would remember the place, and this is what happened. There's some doorknobs over here.
Oh, God! I'm soaked.
Anyway, his name is Rolf here. That's a great place. And then my other favorite place, a little town on the way to Prince Rupert, British Columbia, out on the west coast, up north. It's called Smithers. They have a fall fair at the end of August every year. There's a big parade, and there's a festival, and there's a heavy horse pull. And it's just a wonderful place. BC's full of great places. I know you really like it.
No, it's a magical place, especially in the summer.
Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and a big fan of BC and the founder of Earthbound Expeditions. And he joins us each Thursday to talk about fun places to go and see and do. You can learn more about these locations that we've talked about today on our website, kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco.